Session number 9378, Reel 5.
Vice Marshal Bennett, Reel 5. What about Portal from the personal point of view?
Well, he was a fine example of the old-time regular officer. Absolutely straight, austere, in fact severe at times, but nevertheless correct and proper, and therefore, for ordinary purposes, quite adequately friendly, without being over-friendly. And he did a wonderfully good job for the Air Force. I should say he's one of the greatest people in World War II.
Now, I think you wanted to say something about individual squadron commanders.
Well, yes, there are many people who should have been given credit or picked out for something special. For example, we mentioned Oboe quite a bit. We haven't mentioned the squadron commanders and the leaders of that very rare a lot of people who were responsible for putting the bombs on the aiming point, more exactly and more particularly than anybody else. Now, a perfect example of that was Hal Bufton. He was the commander of 109 Squadron, Oboe's squadron, and he did 110 sorties in a row without a break. Now, that's unique in wartime history. For anybody to survive 110 sorties is good going, and he did it without a break in between. There were one or two people, Cranswick for example, did 143 operations before he was killed, but they did have two breaks in it. This one of Harold Bufton's was continuous operations, night after night, 110 times. A really remarkable contribution to victory. And of course there are other special cases. The Mosquito Bomber Force, who not only bombed Berlin week after week after week every night, but also laid on these spoof raids to take the fighters off the main force and things of that sort, was led by one single squadron, 139 Squadron. Now, we rigged up a forward-looking H2S set in the nose of the Mosquitoes of 139 Squadron, and Jeff Wormsley was their commanding officer. He used to go out, and without that H2S, you couldn't have marked some of the targets without any technical aid of that sort. You would have just been wasting your bombs. But by having the H2S in the nose of the Mosquitoes of 139 Squadron, he and his boys were able to put down markers for the rest of the light night striking force, and as such bring about results 100 times better than they would have been blindly trying to find it by old-fashioned methods. So 139 Squadron deserves a special mention, and Jeff Wormsley with it. And by telling you these names, I'm omitting dozens of others who deserve a mention, and all I can say is I apologize for not covering them all.